Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for April 3rd, 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And today's episode, as always, is presented by MPT College Consulting. You can check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com for all your college consulting needs. And on this episode of the pod, we will be discussing the Emmanuel Rivera trade that happened yesterday after Marlins trade cast considerations for Emmanuel Rivera of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yes, the name does sound familiar. He did play on the WBC for Team Puerto Rico, was in the Caribbean Series. He has a lot of experience just playing in Lone Depot Park, just on those matters alone. And with Emmanuel Rivera, the Marlins are getting, you could say, almost a John Birdie light.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Again, with trading John Birdie, the Marlins figured out now that they need someone who's able to play different positions on the field. It wasn't going to cut it with the guys they currently have on their roster. And with acquiring Emmanuel Rivera, they did have to make room on the 40-man roster, and Jacob Amaya did get DFA'd because of that. But we'll go in a little more on Jacob Amaya and what it means for him getting DFA'd and what happens there in terms of the shortstop position for the Marlins. But with Emmanuel Rivera coming off a season with the Arizona Diamondbacks reaching the World Series there, he's had a three-year career, you know, starting off, you can see here on the screen, starting off for the Kansas City Royals, hasn't really gotten a lot of playing time throughout his career, has only reached over 100 games once, and that was in 2022, and even then, he only spent 63 games with the Royals, 39 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's not going to be a full-time play every day type player, but primarily for him playing third base, and for the Marlins, reported by Craig Mish, expected to fill in that third base role for the Marlins when Jake Berger does get starts at first base or DH on those days. And with Rivera, very good defender. This is something the Marlins do need. The infield for the Fish has not been good at all. We've realized this just coming into the season, of course, during spring training, that the Marlins were most likely going to have a bottom-tier defensive infield this season, but acquiring Emmanuel Rivera should at least increase the Marlins' ability to be plus defenders in some cases, and at least they can have that on third base and maybe wherever else they want to put Emmanuel Rivera on the field. But during his career, he's occurred plus nine defensive runs saved in about 1,400 innings.
Oh, what a play by Emmanuel Rivera. A shot off the bat of Henry Davis, but Emmanuel Rivera goes top shelf at a good start for Zach Davies.
And he can also contribute on first base just if need be, if it somehow arises that they need him at first base. Maybe they're down somebody, but for Emmanuel Rivera, I really like this trade for the Marlins, not having to trade almost anything at all, some cast considerations, but who knows how that goes and how much it would even have to be to get that. But I do really like this signing, and most likely appears that the corresponding move might be Jonah Bride, as Emmanuel Rivera has the experience over Jonah Bride, has the experience even in the playoffs, has the ability to play defensively also. You could put him out there just for his arm and what he can bring to the team. I really do like this at all. I think instantly he becomes I would say, the best defensive infielder for the Marlins currently. Just losing John Birdie hurt the team tremendously in terms of defensive ability, and having a true utility guy who could put all over the field and might not have to worry about setting him at a set position and making sure he gets that playing time. And to have that here with Emmanuel Rivera, again, maybe not every position in the infield he might be able to play, but of course when you have that third base, a position that the Marlins are really trying to figure out, including with shortstop, who's going to be the backup for Jake Berger. I know you have Joyner Bride, but I don't think Marlins fans suspected Joyner Bride to get so much playing time or be the true backup for Jake Berger. And when you have Emmanuel Rivera, again, this is the guy who did that with Arizona, who proved to be a competent defender along with his ability at the plate. Again, when you look at him at the plate, OPS for his career, a 684, and he went to go ahead last season where he got the majority of his playing time with Arizona, if you want to focus on that season alone. 13 doubles, which is really nice to see. 4 home runs, which, I mean, of course, it's going to be might difficult for him getting adjusted here. But 29 RBIs, strikeout to walk ratio, again, a little difficult there to really suggest how he'll fare here at Lone Depot Park. 672 OPS, but with him, you're primarily getting the defensive ability of a Emmanuel Rivera. And I did mention this before, I have to talk about Jacob Amaya and what it means now that the Marlins are losing one of their top position players and someone who the Marlins have very little of, including shortstop. They lost Nassim. They did not protect Nassim earlier in the Rule 5 draft. Now they're losing Jacob Amaya, who many thought was a top 10 prospect in this organization, and including a position player, which if you look at the Marlins, just overall position players, you could see in the farm, including shortstop on the roster, very thin. It's just almost as thin, maybe if not thinner than the catching position for the Marlins. And really, quite frankly, I don't get it that much. DFAing Jacob Amaya, I'm sure there are other guys who you much rather have, I don't want to say lose, but someone you rather have DFA'd rather than Jacob Amaya. It does kind of just figure out what could be happening there with him. As with Jacob Amaya, it might be just difficult just realizing what he can bring to the table and just losing almost that trade the Marlins did. I know they traded Miguel Rojas for him just a few off seasons ago, and a lot of fans, a lot of people were suggesting that this trade was going to do good for the Marlins, that Jacob Amaya for sure was going to be someone that they have in for the future and someone that could be a starting shortstop in the team in the near future, even maybe this year. He did get shot last season with the Marlins, but in that shot did not really show that much in terms of his ability. When you look at him in AAA with the Marlins, it was really, I don't want to say on and off, but it felt like could have maybe producing a bit more, especially with the bat. 15 home runs, 117 starts at shortstop. So this is someone that the Marlins definitely should have planned to have as a shortstop position in the near future. I know Tim Anderson isn't the long-term position, long-term guy at that position. Jacob Amaya most likely would have been that. The Marlins, really, you could tell that they didn't really value him, or at least this new front office did not value Jacob Amaya at all, and maybe more concerned with getting their own guys, signing, drafting, training for their own guys, which it looks like they're doing that now with a lot of Rays, and including now with Emmanuel Rivera. They did not value maybe Birdie the same way, Nassim Nunez, and now Jacob Amaya. 3 infielders the Marlins would much rather lose than keep. And that's going to do it for me on Big Fish, Small Pod. As always, we are presented by MPT College Consulting. You could check them out, mptcollegeconsulting.com. And thank you for listening.